And with just 2 days to go until the French presidential election, voters there are glued to news of yesterday's shooting in Paris that killed a police officer. ISIS has claimed responsibility. The gunman was also killed. Joining us now is NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. And Eleanor, first, what more do we know about the shooting?
Well, we know that the perpetrator is a 39-year-old French citizen who grew up outside of Paris. That's been confirmed by authorities. They are still conducting house and apartment raids of family and friends of his. They found, according to French media, many automatic rifles in his car, a Koran, and some material related to radicalization. He was known to police. He had a murder conviction. He served time in jail in 2005, but he was not at all known as a suspected radical, Islamist radical. He was not being watched for that. He was being watched for just being a violent person.
Now, President Trump today tweeted that this will have a big effect on the presidential election in France. How are people reacting in Paris?
Well, it could have an effect. First of all, on the streets of Paris, things are as usual. I took my son to school this morning. People refused to have their lives changed by, you know, random acts of lone gunmen. But it is horrible. Now, we are hearing different things from the presidential candidates. Three of the top candidates called off their campaigning today. It's the last day of the campaign before the first round on Sunday, where 11 candidates will be whittled down to two. Now, two of the front runners are conservative. One is François Fillon. He's a mainstream conservative. The other is Marine Le Pen from the far right. They seem to be, I don't want to say capitalizing, but yes, talking about this incident a lot, maybe to get last-minute votes. Fillon says he's been warning the government for years that there is a growing totalitarian Islam out there, and he said he'll make fighting ISIS his top priority. Marine Le Pen says the French government has done everything possible to make terrorism worse, and she was criticized. She spoke this week, actually, and before the shooting, and she said, "If I had been in power, we would not have had the terrorist attacks of 2015 and 16, because she says anyone with a double nationality who is suspected of any terrorist activity, she will expel them from France. So the attackers were all French citizens, but they had North African dual citizenship. She says they wouldn't even have even been in the country. And she doesn't even want to give people dual citizenship from immigrant backgrounds if they have any kind of police record. So she's really taking a hard line.
Now, you've mentioned two of the candidates in the race for president. There are 11 altogether at this point, but four who it appears could end up moving on in some way. But tell us about the other two, the ones
right
on the left.
Okay, well, the other two, one is far-left leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon. His policies, social and economic policies, are actually very similar to the far right of Marine Le Pen. He wants, you know, big social spending. He wants to protect workers and industry. He wants to get out of Europe, although in the last few days he's denying that, but he doesn't like Europe. The other candidate is Emmanuel Macron. He's 39 years old. He was Hollande's economy minister for 2 years, and he's a former investment banker. He actually left the ministry to form his own political movement, and he's running on that. He says he's not left or right. He has a new progressive vision for France, and he's got a big following. He's currently in first place, but just by a point in front of Marine Le Pen. Analysts are saying that he's actually very fragile, and people who, a lot of Fillon is the only mainstream candidate who's actually been in government and served. He was prime minister under President Sarkozy. Analysts are saying that people may be scared to trust someone young and untested like Macron after an attack like this. So this is making the election even more unsure. Nobody can predict who the two winners on Sunday will be.
Now, Macron had a conversation yesterday with President Obama, and he tweeted a video clip of their conversation. They were talking on a speakerphone. Let's listen to a little bit.
The main message I have is to wish you all the best in the coming days, and make sure that, as you said, you work hard all the way through, because you never know. It might be that last day of campaigning that.
Yeah, I do agree.
Makes all the difference.
Now, at the end of the video clip, Obama says, "Good luck," which I guess is not exactly an endorsement, but it sounds a little like one.
Yeah.
Does it help Macron to have Obama?
It does. It really does. That seems like an endorsement to me. Obama is still very popular in France, and Macron has even been called the French Obama because he's somebody totally new, you know. So this is an endorsement for him, and this is a good thing. But, you know, with this latest attack, this is going to, people are going to look at him and go, he's innovative, he might have some new ideas, but he's 39, he's untested. Can we really go with him at such a crucial time when we're fighting ISIS and we're having attacks, you know, on an iconic boulevard in the center of Paris when you've got thousands of people strolling in at cafes? I mean, it's just, it's a very tense time.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joining us from Paris. Eleanor, thank you.
You're welcome.